Right, I ask you to turn your Bibles tonight to the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Just so you know, 38 follows 37. And I said that for a reason, because the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel talks about the valley of dry bones and how that the Lord will bring Israel back into their land and make them a nation once again, from all the nations where they've been scattered throughout the world. And I think the Lord's probably done that, beginning in 1948 and so forth. But Ezekiel 38 is going to give us just a few things this evening. I just want to read a couple of three verses here to begin with tonight. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against them, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even as a great company of bucklers and shields, and all of them handling swords. Father, tonight we thank you for the opportunity that we have to assemble ourselves here in the house of God. And we ask you this evening, Lord, that as we look into your word, that you would guide us and direct us, that tonight you would teach us by your Holy Spirit. And Father, tonight that we would really know that you are the sovereign God of glory, and that you would constantly remind us tonight, Lord, that this world is in your hands, and you've got it going in the direction that you desire for it to go, and you have everything under control. Remind us of that, Lord, so that we might have the peace of God that passeth all understanding in our heart this evening. And for all that you do, we'll praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I think tonight many people have we are aware that during the Reagan administration that the Berlin Wall was torn down and Russia was divided. The United Soviet Socialist Republic began to be divided in other countries or states. And the Cold War was declared officially over with. And I'm afraid that most people tonight are still thinking that Russia, as a third-rate power, that tonight, that since the Cold War ended, we have nothing to worry about from Russia. Now, I want you to understand tonight that as far as God's people, tonight we don't have anything to worry about from any country or any nation, because God's under control. But tonight, as we look around the world today and many of the things that's in our news, we find this evening that the Russian bear is really stronger and probably more powerful than it's ever been before. Here in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel prophesied here some 700 years or so before the birth of the Lord Jesus about a time when Magog and Gog, and he's speaking here, of course, of the land of Russia. I don't have time to go into all the details of it this evening, but there's no doubt tonight from study of biblical scholars and others through the ages that these two terms tonight are synonymous tonight with Russia. I think actually when you get to the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, he's speaking here of Moscow and that region of an area around Russia this evening. And so Ezekiel here is prophesying of a power in the last days to come from the north of Israel and to come into their land. God's going to bring them down into the land where he can destroy them himself. And this evening, as we look in our world tonight, I think we don't really grasp the seriousness of the situation that is taking place in Russia as far as the Word of God is concerned tonight. Most people think tonight that Russia is an ex-superpower and that tonight it become an irrelevant nation once the Berlin Wall went down and the Cold War was declared over. And at the time that that happened, we find tonight that Russia was in very, very serious and bad conditions. They tonight were an economic disaster zone. Someone once said that you could take $20 bill and buy the Kremlin. But I want to tell you, since that time, Russia has roared back to life. Once tonight Putin became the president, the Russian economy started to grow up rapidly. We need to understand tonight that the regime that's in place in Russia today is a very ruthless, a very aggressive regime tonight that has no problems tonight with exterminating people, with doing whatever it takes to make Mother Russia the dominant force on the planet tonight. It's a powerhouse tonight that's been blessed tonight with an abundance of natural resources. Their debt tonight to the great gross national product is extremely small, and Russia tonight runs a trade surplus every year. They have the second most powerful military on the planet, and that could be changed by tomorrow. The Russian bears back. And it's a very, very, very strong adversary, and maybe stronger than it ever was in any time in its history. I just want to read to you some things tonight that I wrote down and found tonight about Russia. We're not going to take a long time this evening. We'll probably look at some of these other verses in another message or two tonight. But I want you to, you got to set the stage. You got to understand tonight where God is coming from. You see tonight, Russia produces more oil than any other nation on the planet. Now you think about that. We begin to think of oil and we think of the Middle East. We think of Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and those nations over there. But tonight, Russia produces more oil than anyone else on the planet. The United States tonight is third. We produce less oil than Russia or many of those nations in the Middle East. But Russia tonight is oil rich. It has all of those resources and surpluses tonight, and they've found ways to tap into it. And don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, but in Russia, they don't have any problem with drilling wells to get their oil. They don't have rabid environmentalists tonight shooting at drillers. They don't have all of the rules and regulations posed by liberal lawmakers tonight. They simply go get their oil. Now, I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's wrong. But understand tonight, they are after the wealth. They're after tonight world dominance, and they certainly have it in the oil industry this evening. They're the number two oil exporter in the world. They export number two. Some of the countries in the Middle East, the OPEC nations, tonight do a little bit more exporting because Russia stores theirs and uses it for themselves. They're not dependent upon anybody but themselves this evening. They're only dependent upon Russia. They don't have to depend on Saudi Arabia or OPEC tonight. They depend upon Russia. Turn that around, and our country tonight is forced to import more oil than anyone else in the world. We import more oil. More oil comes in through our imports tonight than any other nation in the world. Now that's quite a bit of difference this evening from not exporting oil tonight and not importing oil to being the number three, the number one importer this evening. Great disparity tonight in our nation and Russia in that regard. Russia produces more natural gas than anyone else on the planet. more natural gas. The United States is in third place. Today, right this evening, 34% of Europe depends upon Russia for their natural gas needs. And that's very important. That's an important statistic biblically, because if we get a chance, as we read down through the list of nations that's going to align themselves with Russia, many of your European nations are going to align themselves with Russia against the United States, against tonight Israel, and they're going to be turned back by God. Don't misunderstand that, but they're dependent upon Russia for their natural gas and their oil. And so they're going to align themselves tonight with Russia. Part of it is very economic this evening. They might not agree with all of their political policy, but they're going to be forced to do it because they're so dependent upon Russia tonight for their heating, for tonight their resources tonight, their industry is dependent upon this that they import from Russia this evening. The United States, our country tonight, has a debt of the gross national product of 101%. Our economy is horrible. We live in a very horrible economic time. We don't think we do, but we do. Some other things we need to realize this evening, but we have spent. And we have spent, and we have spent. And it's a wonder that we're still here economically this evening. Every time you read in the newspaper or see on the television that the Congress of the United States of America has increased the debt limit, that simply means that they've said you can borrow more money. That we can borrow more money so that we can spend it on something. Now, I could probably say a lot of things this evening, but it amazes me what we spend money on in this nation. Much of the pork and much of the other things, and it's very sad that we do it, but understand this, every time you read, and they're talking about, well, we'll have to shut the government down if we don't pick up, if we don't pass this so we can borrow more money, sometimes my thought is, we'll shut her down. You ever thought about that? Now, we're blessed here at Rocky Springs. We don't owe anybody. We don't have to borrow any money. But suppose tomorrow, we said, well, we want to build a humongous building out here. If we build this building, a lot of people will come, and we'll begin to take in more offerings, and we'll be able to pay it off. And so we borrow $500,000. We build a building. Nobody shows up. Now we've got to make the payment. How are we going to do that? Well, we'll go borrow some more money to make the payment. You say, well, that don't make sense. Well, that's exactly what the United States of America is doing tonight. And 101% is our debt of what we produce. We spend over 100% more than we produce. Russia's at a minus 8%. Last year, our trade deficit was $500 billion. I don't know how much that is. I checked my bank account, and it wasn't, I didn't have quite that much in there, but $500 billion was our trade deficit. That is, we send out, we import in more than we send out. Russia has a trade surplus. They send out more tonight than they import in. Our employment unemployment rate, and I don't, sometimes this is a little bit confusing. Ben might give me better statistics, but because sometimes they confuse me how they calculate all these numbers, but at the time that I looked this up, it was like 7.4%. Russia's about 5%. Since Putin became the president of Russia, the Russian economy tonight has grown at a very rapid pace. I'm talking about it's just been going in leaps and bounds. And I don't want to give you all of the statistics tonight, but it's exceeded anything beyond compare in the economic world tonight. It's overcome such a devastating economic times that it had in the early 90s tonight that recession is over with. Industries grew by 75%, 125% more investments, and it's on and on and on tonight. Russia is booming economically. Russia tonight has added 570 metric tons of gold to their reserves over the past decade. That's a lot of gold, isn't it? 570 metric tons. I don't know what the difference in a metric ton and a real ton is, but that's still a lot of gold, all I can tell you. You know the sad thing? Nobody in the United States really knows how much gold we have. Nobody. Nobody seems to be able to tell you exactly how much gold we have in the United States of America. It's supposedly guarded in Fort Knox tonight, and the Federal Reserve System's in charge of it, but nobody knows exactly how much is there. Maybe Goldfinger got it, reckon. You think about that. Nobody knows how much gold we have. We still have the most powerful military in the world, but Russia is in second place and rapidly overtaking us tonight because we are basically trimming down our military tonight, and we're nearly overtaken by Russia at this point. They've just debuted a near-silent nuclear submarine. It can dive deeper and carries up to 20 nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles. While we are tonight neutering our nuclear arsenal, Putin is working it hard to modernize Russia's nuclear forces tonight. He's increasing them and we're reducing ours. The Russian military missile forces hold 200 drills every 6 months to make sure they're on standby and that everything is ready. They say there are more spies from Russia inside the United States than at any time in our history. Most people think tonight Russia's our friend, but Russia's not our friend. Russia tonight, it's building a strong and great relationship with China. And when you add Russia and China together, that is one strategic threat to the United States of America. In our text this evening, Ezekiel is talking about the red bear. Many people for years wondered, were we wrong all of this time of thinking that Russia would no longer be a superpower, and so we had interpreted this passage incorrectly. But Putin has revived the red bear. It's reared up and ready to strike. God keeps it in check. Don't misunderstand that. And somebody says, well, I don't understand all of that. Let me just explain to you as easy as I can this evening. God is in control. He's a sovereign God. And tonight he moves and he controls and he keeps everything going in his plan tonight. His word is his plan. Why we had to go through this period of time, we could probably discuss forever. I have my opinions tonight, and I guess they're as good as anybody else's. But understand this evening. Russia is rising. It's a military might. It's an enemy of Western civilization as you and I know it. They hate us. But they not only hate us, they hate the nation of Israel. When Israel became a nation in 1948, Russia tonight was one of the few that did not want to let the Jews return to their land. They finally were able to do so. But understand this evening. The Jew has been placed back into that land by God. I believe that with all of my heart. And as they're placed there in that land by God tonight, and the United States of America as a friend to Israel. And let me stop right here and say that tonight is slowly eroding also. Our John Kerry and our president tonight have said that Israel is not really a state. They're not really a nation. They've said that plainly and bluntly, because they believe in the PLO and the Palestinians tonight and their right to the city of Jerusalem and much of the land that God gave to Israel this evening. But it doesn't matter tonight if it's Barack Obama or John Kerry or whoever else it might be tonight. We need to understand one very simple fact. God gave the land to Israel. They're there. And tonight, until the Antichrist comes to start to run them out and God intervenes with in the Valley of Megiddo, they'll be there tonight. Understand that. And Russia tonight is their enemy. And they're going to come down into the land of Russia, into the land of Israel, and be turned back by God, be defeated there in that land. And here we find that as God gives this warning against Gog and Magog, and he lists a group of people that will be with them, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. We're seeing Iran and Libya and Ethiopia. Gomer, that's Germany. The House of Tamar, north of the quarter, that's part of Europe. Many people with thee tonight. You see, they're going to be a confederacy. Read Psalms 83 when you get home. The reason I'm saying this to you this evening, I want you to understand that biblical prophecy tonight about Israel and about what's going to transpire in the last days is still just as accurate as it was the day that God wrote it and told Ezekiel to write this down. And that gives me great comfort tonight, because I know that God's still in charge and still in control. And every time I see something and read something and I get a little bit upset, then I have to calm myself down by saying that God's got this thing and where he wants it tonight. And he'll chart it the direction he has already planned out for it this evening. And the most important thing I could tell anybody this evening about biblical prophecy is you better be ready for Jesus Christ to come. If you're not ready for Jesus Christ to come, you're going to see some terrible, awful, horrific times upon this earth tonight. You're going to be doomed and damned because you received not the love of the truth that you might be saved. But thank God tonight, Jesus Christ is still our Lord and he's still our Savior and God's still on the throne this evening. I want to look at this a little bit further in days to come, but just want to set the groundwork tonight for you, and you understand that Russia tonight is still powerful and strong, and God tonight is still on the throne, and one of these days he'll destroy them in the land of Israel, as we'll see a little bit further in this chapter this evening. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message, use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.